me.
Town ruling committee meetings for November 5th, 2012, come to order. Please turn off aside electronic devices. Mr. Avery, please, in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Olin.
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick.
Here.
Councilmember Avery.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nisbet.
Here.
Attorney Hoskins.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Order, please. You were there too, you were looking. You can just see when he's about 10 years old in class, he had that same face as teaching, all that, like he does.
He looked the same.
Yeah. All right, we have meeting minutes for October 8th are in your package. If you have any comments, you can provide them to us. It'll be on the agenda for next time. Committees, Public Works Committee, River Oaks Tree, one of the citizens who lives, who backs up to River Oaks Street, called me with a concern about a tree, and he put it in writing. And the next step is the insurer is going to send out their expert and give us advice on what to do with the tree. Cut it down, leave it alone, trim it, whatever. And we're probably going to take their advice, because since we've been put on notice, it means it's our tree if it falls on the shed. So I looked at the tree, and it looks good, but on the other hand, it's got knots all over it. I don't know what to think. So we're going to let somebody who knows what they're talking about look at it. I'll bring his results to you, and then, you know, we can decide what to do. But more than likely, we just follow this in. Any comments, questions? Planning and zoning meeting minutes are in the package from the meeting of October 24th. Discuss subdivision of certain 16.27 acre tract of land into tracts 1 and 2, 539 North LeBeau for Dagger LLC. That's that long piece of property. This is where Henry Malonso used to live, and this is it right here. He wants to basically subdivide this long piece of land to take this lot out of it. And there's a copy of the plat in your package. Let's see if I can figure the dimension. 175 feet by
96.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is the big one.
You separate the part with the house.
There's two barns back there, but I think this is the smaller of the two barns. I think. He said it might just be a work shed or something.
And all the horses are gone.
Yeah, all the horses are gone. Cinder block shed. It is a shed back here. It's not the barn. The barn is further down. Any questions or comments or discussions?
You want to carve that out of that whole strip?
Yeah. I didn't talk to you about it, but I'm assuming that's just so the house and all can be sold to whoever. That'll be funny going to the boat.
How do you get access to that piece of property?
He owns the property down at the end. He owns the property all the way to the end, so he can get in through that right away.
Way in the back.
Yeah. Any comments, questions? Item two, planning and zoning special meeting of November 5th, which was just held. Mr. Dupuy wants a variance. This is a crude map, but that's all we have at the moment. These two lots here were carved out a few years ago, and then it was made a house not running on a street. He wants to build a house right here, but for right now, he wants to put a shed here. He's checked with the neighbors on both sides, and he would be encroaching inside the building line, but the building line only matters for the house. So he's going to combine these two lots later on. Even if he doesn't, then we just won't let it build. But anyway, I recommend that it's 16 feet from this side and 25 feet from that side. The reason for the variance is because it encroaches on the building line. It's not a side setback thing. The owner here and the owner here have no objections. So that's what's being considered. Any discussion? Questions, comments? Anybody? Will do. All right. Item number three, Orleans West, Phase One, Final Plat. Ms. Bourgeois, you can lead this discussion. Next week, I'll read the letter that I sent to the council and everybody else relative to Orleans West and litigation and all that, but for right now, Ms. Bourgeois, you just go ahead.
Says all improvements have been installed in accordance with approved construction plans in the Town of Brule Code of Ordinances, Chapter 19, Article A, subdivision regulations, including plan changes made to the drawing and approved by the town council. None of these plan changes were significant or reduced the quality of the end product. All required fees have been paid, the testing laboratory has been paid, and we're only waiting for Wayne to see a final document. Is that from the testing lab? We're only waiting for Wayne to see that final document from the testing lab and put his signature or approval on that. So based on all that, we can recommend acceptance contingent upon Wayne seeing that document.
And that's accepting from the first, the two ponds east, is that correct?
Phase one is going to have the two ponds.
And then just looking at the door, and that would be from the two ponds to move the east. So they haven't really built anything past, they've been working on it.
Right.
So it looks like about 20 lots.
And they reimbursed us for the review on the revisions we had?
They reimbursed?
The engineers?
Did you receive money?
I mean...
That's all of the first you say about, no, she was collecting the money back.
Mayor, aren't they, they're going to pay us for our additional costs for going in to review?
I'll ask that question.
Changes?
My recollection was that if it was rejected, that they'd pay us for cost, but accepted, no. But I'd have to go back, I don't know that. I'm going to check them. Until you brought it up, I never thought about it. That's it? Any comments from the audience, questions? Nobody? We'll move on, finance, October, review October bills, they're in your package. Any questions or comments on the bills? Or two pickup trucks, so we've spent a lot of money on that, and a generator. A lot of stuff, a lot of toys.
Office equipment.
In fact, we'd have done all of this in July like we normally do, but we couldn't deliver that fast. We usually pound that budget early in the year with the cars and all that.
Chief, our vehicle maintenance costs ought to come down now, huh?
Way down.
Anybody? Well, you almost really want to get that Saints game. All right. Consider surplus. Two and three is equipment for auction and equipment for disposal. Some of the stuff on this list, I have put together a list of things that we want to put up auction and other things that just have no value that we can get rid of. And, Debbie, how can I tell which one's which?
The process for disposal.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay.
That's all broken items.
Yeah. You can see Wayne, the last on the auction list, the last half a dozen or so, he thinks we can get something for him. So he said a minimum, he suggested a minimum of $75, which is not much. The rest of it is 1 cent. Basically, anybody can have them for, just carry them off. Anyway, trucks and cars. And the auctioneer that we have, he seems to do very well. Hopefully that'll work out. So next time I'm going to be asking, well, we're going to put on the agenda to approve either sending them to auction or just destroying them, which is legal. Okay, any questions on the list? Any comments?
Can I go back on the
Bills?
Bills on, you got West Baton Rouge Natural Gas for the generator purchase. I thought we were getting that from the Water Works and added. Is that the same one?
LGA.
LGAP, that's a grant, LGAP.
LGAP is a grant. I know, but...
We did get it from the Water Board, yeah.
Okay, so why they got natural gas as the vendor?
The Water Board and Addis have been subsumed by West Baton Rouge Parish.
Oh, that's the vendor's name, naturally. I never noticed that.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's right.
I didn't know the answer to that. I never really noticed that.
Yeah, there is no Addis Water Board anymore.
You might even say West Baton Rouge Parish Utilities rather than natural gas.
But it's West Baton Rouge Parish Natural Gas and Water Systems.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good question, I didn't, I never knew.
Where you will be getting your water bill from?
Effective year.
Who knows?
Do we need to set a minimum on those vehicles? Takes a couple people fill up and...
We can do that, yeah. Yeah, that's a...
I know I got a guy working for sure, and I tell him we all can do it, but he collects these.
Why don't you and Wayne get together and y'all come up, whatever y'all come up with?
Just in case we got a full turnout, you know, and they not...
Well, yeah, I mean, you should...
We really should have a minimum on everything, right? Yeah, why don't you and Wayne get together and we'll change the list for next week when it's on the agenda. I don't mean to guess, y'all just look on Blue Book.
I did Blue Book today and that's what I was thinking happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see where we at. Personnel Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation Landmark and Heritage Meeting Minutes are in the package. And discuss recommended homes for landmark plaques, Lamar and Sue Thomas, and Sue and Michelle Zaret, Stephen.
This one on Gwynn Street, 521 Gwynn Street, we don't have a picture of the before because when we sent out letters prior to the book being published in 2008, we never received permission to put the picture of that house in the book the way it looked then. But it's a great improvement. It's really a great improvement.
This was actually one of our first 10 or so derelict buildings, and this thing has been a wonderful success story.
And I told at the landmark meeting that we also on the next block talked to Ms. Laura Williams about her house, the Helen Lane house, but she didn't turn in her application yet. So this really improved the way that whole block looks now.
Amazing.
So they applied for the plaque. Okay, then the next one. And this is owned by Stephen Michelle Zaret now. It's the home of Ms. Anita, Mr. Ferdinand Zaret. And they built it, what, Kim, in the late 40s, you think?
Yeah.
In the late 40s, probably, and it's on West Main Street. It looks much the same today.
They really did a good job.
Yeah, they did.
So they applied.
Kim, did you help them build that house?
I wasn't with the Saturdays then.
Saturday, I've always did that. So we have those two that'll, we'll ask you to vote on next week. And we'll probably wait until maybe February to have a ceremony so we get some more applications in June.
If a house like this is sold, do you keep records of it?
Yes, we change, we go in our records and we change the name of the owner. And we let the owner know that the plaque is there to represent that it's a town landmark. And if the house is sold and is abandoned for a period of time, we get the plaque removed, like on that Romper Room daycare place. I don't know if that went up at sheriff's sale or what happened, but it's been vacant for a long time. So we did get that plaque removed and it still belongs to that building if future owner wishes to have it reinstalled.
Didn't we have an owner take the plaque with him?
To Folsom.
That's for the family house over there?
It's back where it belongs.
Oh, that was your building?
That was Les Mills.
Oh, Les. I knew somebody.
They traveled to many parishes.
You went on me too. I think Joanne got in trouble over there.
I did. I don't understand why the town was making such a fuss over a little piece of metal like that. Okay.
Discuss appointment of Wilfred Billy Abear as an advisory member to the Landmark Heritage Commission.
Yeah, Billy Abear is a native of Berwyn. Parents are Rosemary and the late Wilfred Abear Sr. And Billy owns three homes in Berwyn, three older homes that he renovated and made. They look very nice. All three of the homes have landmark plaques. He lives in Baton Rouge at the present time, so we had a vacancy on the advisory board for one more member, so he agreed. He was glad to be asked to be on that board, so I ask y'all to approve that next week also.
Well, Shane has just dropped off of a board. Maybe he want to...
Yeah, you know, I would rather do this board.
All right.
If they met twice a day, I'd be on this one.
Yeah. All right. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything.
Smooth sailing right now.
Government affairs committee, I'm not aware of anything. Other matters discussed, authorizing the mayor to sign agreement with eCivics. eCivics is an outfit that... there was a presentation made, I don't know, you went to it or somebody?
I think it was back in 2004 in Alexandria. We had eCivics people talk to us, and it was very expensive then.
Yeah, well, they've come down considerably, but what they do is they help you find grants, and, you know, supposedly they can match your, you give them a list of statistics, and they match you up with the grants, and they send them to you. So if we can just get $1,000 worth of grants in a year, we you know, back even again. And since Wayne is our grant guy, he thinks that this, it might be worthwhile. So there's a contract involved. Tom's read it, and you know, I'm going to recommend that we do it. So that'll be on the agenda next time.
Did they assist you in filling out the applications and everything?
I'm not sure about that. I think they just kind of match you up.
Yeah, they
look
sources
at what you need and what you've got. You know?
Yeah, the important thing is you know, that if we can't provide any other municipalities or governmental agencies any of the leads that we get from this entity.
Because the LMA tried to get it, make it available through its organization to municipalities, and they can't do that. It has to be each municipality buying into it.
It's an investment, and hopefully it'll leave something. If it doesn't, well, it just didn't work.
I got something. I guess it goes into other matters. A lot of times we bring in different groups because they did something special. A lot of times it's kids. They either did really well academically, or they did something really well with a sports team, or we bring in a whole team. They went state and things like that. We give a lot of stuff away. You know, recognition-wise to kids and stuff. Well, our school, Berwyn High School, just achieved an A status. 35 out of 400 schools in the state achieve A status. 12 of which are magnet schools. Scored like a 136 point something. It's pretty phenomenal achievement, I think. From a little public school here in Berwyn. I think we need to bring these teachers in and give them some kind of recognition. You know, that's a little team there that we never recognize. And for us to go where we started with these test scores to hitting 136 and better, that's a team I think we need to bring in here and get some certificates to and tell them how much we appreciate it, because it's helping the value of our town. People want to come here because we got a good product. And the school is the basis of that product. So,
I think what I can do is I can get with Walt and get a list and make a certificate for each one of them. And Shane and I kind of talked about it before the meeting. Maybe we can get Walt and his assistant principals here and invite the teachers to come and give certificates to him. He can hand them out at some kind of an assembly or something where they, you know, make a big deal out of it in front of the students or whatever. I think it's an excellent idea, Shane. Glad you thought of it. Okay, Mayor's report. I attended Red Ribbon Day at all four schools, and especially one of the ceremonies in the middle school was they get into it pretty good. I attended my very last ever parish budget meeting. To say it was boring is the understatement of the century, and that was the better of the two meetings. The other one, the day before, was even more boring than that, so I will never do that again.
Thought it didn't feed you?
No, if it had fed me, I'd go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We had Ms. Bourgeois and I attended a very good ceremony. There's a guy named Herbert Osborne Dickerson, who was an African-American, lived on Paul's Lane, and he joined the Marines as a young man during World War II, fought during World War II, in an outfit called Montford Point Marines. And they have since been recognized by Congress for a gold medal, and one of his daughters, who's up in her years, also did all the research, and it was a very, very, very good ceremony. And if you ever get a chance, if you're one of these white Catholics, you got to go to one of these Baptist churches for service. That is, I'll tell you what, it is something you got to do. It lasted 2.5 hours. It didn't seem like it. No, but it did.
But you did get fed.
Yeah, fed. I did fed.
Anybody
here
that ever had that time, feed it?
Feed it.
Yeah.
We all at A school.
Yeah.
I didn't
like
we still at A school. Don't take that.
Still. All right. We have 7 culvert program applications. We only had 1 or 2, but then as a big influx came in, and Wayne rents a grade all, small grade all, once a year, and he did in this last month, and with perfect weather, and so we ended up with 7 culvert program sets of culverts in. We also did some tree trimming. We always have people calling us about their camper scrapes on the trees, so uncut branches. We did that. Miss Edith Owens' son came in here and gave us a speech one time, and so we put the curb and widened the intersection at Blanchard and River Road.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, big improvement. We have replaced that on Bourgeois Street. We're planning to overlay the street, and we put a culvert in at the corner of Bourgeois and First to get the water over to the other side of the road. But at the same time, we looked down the street, and it was, I think, a 24-inch or 30-inch culvert, and it was metal, and it was really deteriorated, so we went ahead and replaced that one, too. It's a cross drain, so we did that while we had a machine. At the end of LeBeau, there's a dead end. If you pass the dead end, you're in the Tonton Canal, and the reflectorized stuff that was down there was all beat up and cracked and everything, so we changed all that and cut some branches around it, so it looks better. It's a lot more effective. On the south side of St. Francis Street, right where those big old culverts cross under the road, we put some culverts in the ditch there to block the water from going under those culverts. I think I talked about that. The pulleys are now changed on the Venzuel pumps, and they pump a whole lot more than they used to, and they pump a lot less frequently. We haven't had time to do a flow test yet, but we're going to do one probably next week, and I'm very confident that we've finally got this thing figured out. With the fire station generator that you talked about is now installed. We haven't tested it because we're waiting for the gas department to hook up the gas lines, but we're going to test it, and it should be okay. And since we had the machine and the weather was so good and we got all the things we wanted to get done on our list, we dug ditches on Elaine, Aline Street on the west side, like Live Oak on the west side, North LeBeau, in front of Brulee High School, and by Dr. Higgins' office. There were places where the ditches had high spots in them, and we just went in and dug them out and cleaned them out. So, just to kind of keep up with it rather than have to do it all in one big thing like we did a few years ago. That was a long report, but we had a lot going on this month because, like I said, we had perfect weather and we had that machine available and got a lot of stuff done. So, with that, I have remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
Jamie, I'd like to say that really a nice article. I'm not sure how it came about.
I have not read it.
Well, you in that? You haven't read it?
No, I haven't.
That was really good. I'll tell you how it came about.
That was well written.
I'll tell you how it came about. I'll tell you exactly how it came about. Mm-hmm. I went to a school board meeting and I was talking about it, you know, and I went on and on about how this is a wonderful program, and Terry Jones called me, so I'm kind of interested in that. Hold on. was here, because it won his meeting. Somebody, some meeting, and he called me, and I said, yeah. So he said, well, I will write an article on that. And he wrote an article on it, he sent it to his editor, and the editor went off the deep end. He said, man, this is wonderful. Yeah. So they came back out, they took pictures of Jason, they went to all the other districts, everything that's in the article. He's been telling me for 2 months now it was going to be in the Sunday edition as a feature article, and it finally came out this Sunday. He got preempted by, you know, other big stories, and, you know, they have big stuff in the front page, but that was...
But yeah. It was on the front page, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't here. Yeah, in fact, it wasn't here, though. I was talking about how it was going good, Jason was doing great. And
he caught 65. So
yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's parish-wide.
Yeah.
I'm crushed.
Yeah.
I'm crushed.
Anyway, he must be doing a phenomenal job.
He is. He's doing a great job.
Lucky to have him.
He does a great job.
And he likes it, too.
He likes it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, he likes
that's
it.
That's great.
Yeah, when we interviewed him, I said, how are we lucky enough to get this guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't jinx us.
Yeah.
Location.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Darryl.
Mr. Mayor, on Bourgeois Street, where they cut the culverts out, are they going to blacktop that?
Yeah,
culvert?
That's okay. Yeah, that's on our list to overlay this year.
Yeah,
so that's why we cut it out, backfilled it, let it sit there, let people pound on it for a month or so.
Right.
In fact, Roy is here, and he and I exchanged emails today, and we're going out for bids. You know, start advertising for bids and all that. So that's our street, basically our one street that we have on the list.
I walk that away almost every day.
So. Yeah. Well, you helping knock down the limestone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Item 10, discuss and take action attended the state conference Keep Louisiana Beautiful with Mary Delapas last week, and we were fortunate to be able to hear General Russell Honore speak. I think he was supposed to speak for 45 minutes, and he went on for 2 hours, but you didn't realize because he accents patriotism and leadership, and it really was a wonderful opportunity to hear him.
Something in common. We are regular attendees of the Fort Allen OTB.
Mm-hmm. Like you and that other man that graduated from the
That's right. All the intelligent people go there. Who else? Who's next?
Rue Heiser will be home Friday against E.D. White at 7 o'clock, first round of playoffs. Mm-hmm. The volleyball team is in rain today. Mm-hmm. They win, they might win the game, probably. They go to the Patrick Train Center in the state volleyball tournament. And it pains me to say that really beat the crap out of Port Allen last Friday night in front of a big home crowd.
Yeah. And but the referees took the game.
Yeah, really got, you know, they got advantageous calls.
Yeah.
All of that good stuff.
It was bad
early. But we had a very good police presence between our guys, the parish guys, and whatnot. And one of the most calm crowds for a Brewley Port Allen game we had in years.
Yeah.
We had like 25 or 30 long.
27. All the Port Allen things.
Must have been feeding.
We did fertilize some of the grass with the horses. But we did have a good presence, and he did a better than normal job on that. So that was really good as well.
Yeah. Well, that's great, yeah.
And one other thing. You may have noticed in the Advocate, they've had two articles in the last week about Renee Elliott Murdoch, who she and her husband are missionaries in Brazil. Renee's a Buddy Elliott's sister. They live all there. And she was attacked by a homeless man as she walked on the beach near their home, and had horrible brain damage, head injuries. You know, they didn't think she would live at all, but it's like she is rallying. And I was glad to see that that's in the paper.
And she graduated around 86.
Yeah.
She grew up on our
age. Yeah, only 40 years old. So you see reports about her. She is one of my buddies.
Don't get both of them off.
Thank you.
Good luck to all of the candidates.
Yeah,
he's smiling.
Be like,
yeah, look. Can you have the opposition pour it out to tea? Tell the way he's going tomorrow.
You're not gonna be making trouble.
Yeah, I will be.
You will be?
Okay, there'll be stuff.
Okay.
You know, I would get roped in by one at least.
I'm sure I asked you the other day, I said, you must be cooking for something.
I figured you'd be the one to.
Oh, no, I. No, you'd have to have a wrestling match with Miss Andrea to cook for her.
That's way too far.
All right, Veterans Day ceremony is at noon on November 11th in town.
And that lady will be there.
And that lady would.
Very nice lady.
Town hall will be closed on November 22nd, 23rd, on service of Thanksgiving. Town surplus auction tentative date is December 15th. I guess I have more out on that next month.
Hey, we need to get the appraisal on those, or whatever, on those things, because when the council declares it next week, they gotta put a minimum price.
I pulled a blue book on mine today, and it was, after you said cut it in half, that would be about right.
Whatever, that's fine. Just, Debbie, you make sure that they stay on top of Jane.
They're not saying four.
I'll take mine out.
You heard I said it, don't I? I just, don't Jay. Your mama. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Move by Sam. Tom, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both names. All right.